So taking our postures for practice. And today we're going to do a compassion meditation. And so whenever we do any kind of metta practice, like loving kindness or self-compassion, or compassion or any of the metta practices, we can allow ourselves to really take postures of ease, because this posture of ease supports the practice. So do any adjusting, any fiddling that you might like to do to help yourself with that. And so as we go into the practice, to remember to be kindly towards ourselves in the practice, to open the heart in awareness, yet also to really be gentle with ourselves. I mean, this is always true, but it's especially true with compassion practices where we're touching difficulties, sorrows, the troubles of our lives and that of others. So Jack Kornfield reminds us in his book, The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness, and Peace. He reminds us to work with compassion practice intuitively. At times it may feel difficult, as though we might be overwhelmed by the pain. So remember, we are not trying to fix the pain of the world, only to meet it with a compassionate heart. That's so important. We're not trying to fix anything, our own troubles or that of others, rather just to meet the pain, the suffering of the world, with a compassionate heart. So to allow ourselves throughout to relax, be gentle, remember to breathe. And so connecting with the breathing as a good way to start. Landing in the breathing, just as it is. Just settling into the breathing, however it is. And if you should notice the body is tight, that it's armored at all, to just hold that kindly. Let that be the first place of offering compassion. So just resting in the breath for a short while. Letting other experiences come and go like waves of the ocean around the breathing. Let the thoughts, sounds, sensations, the feelings just wash around the breathing like little ripples in the ocean as we anchor ourselves in the breathing. centering ourselves in the breathing, letting the breath be soft, if that's possible. Otherwise, just be with the breathing, however it's showing up. You might even possibly connect with your heartbeat deep within the chest cavity. If you can't feel the heartbeat, no matter. Just sense the life within you. And letting your awareness of breathing, the heartbeat, expand to take in the body as a whole. Really stabilizing our attention in this very moment through a whole felt sense of body. We can feel our feet are here, firmly supported by the earth. Gravity is helping us be planted in the chair or at home, a cushion, a bench, or even lying down. Allow the body to relax if it's possible, and sink into your posture. It helps too if the hands are soft and not clenched. So when the hands are soft and open, they can be downwards or they can be upwards, it doesn't matter, whatever feels relaxed. But when our hands and arms, the whole shoulder region, when they're open physically, then there's a chance for the heart to open. And so, as I've often said, it can be helpful here to roll the shoulders up, back, and down a few times. Just to loosen the shoulder muscles, the upper back. And when the shoulders come down the next time or two, just slightly bring those shoulder blades together such that your chest, your heart area lifts and opens. And you can just notice how that feels. If there's any stress or strain, let it go. Relax it. But if you can maintain throughout the practice a little bit of an open chest wall, then the chance of feeling open-hearted, compassionate, is increased. You may also too, when we get to the compassion phrases, you may also too care to place one hand or two hands over the heart area, knowing that that also helps us to open up as it stimulates oxytocin, our tend and befriend neurohormone. So letting the head too relax gently on the neck, letting go of any bracing or holding there, clenching of the jaw, squeezing of the forehead or eyes. So feeling breath and body as a whole. Soft, relaxed, open. And as you sit here with breath and body as a whole, just sense how you treasure your own life. How day by day you guard yourself in the face of sorrows, of suffering, of stress and struggle. That you do this naturally. So even if you should say to yourself, oh, my self-care is not so good, to know that there is much about your self-care that is very good, very tender, very protecting. And now, if you will, bring to mind someone close to you whom you dearly love. Someone you love with abandon. There's no ambivalence here. This one's easy. It may be a child, it may be a pet, maybe someone who's passed. Picturing this dear one in your mind's eye, feel your natural caring for them. Noticing how you hold them in your heart. And gently now let yourself be aware of their sorrows, their measure of suffering in this life. And notice how your heart opens to wish them well, to extend comfort. To even share in their pain and meet it with compassion. And trust this. This is your own true heart. Not all the armoring. The armoring is extra. This opening of the heart is our own true heart. So trust it. And so, like loving kindness practice, we can recite phrases to deepen our well-wishing. So holding the dear one, the loved one in mind, and as I say the phrases, you can recite them silently to yourself, and you may even care to embellish them, add particular special wishes for this one that are specific to how this one may have some suffering. May you be held in compassion. So this is where it's nice to place a hand on the heart area, holding the dear one in mind. May you be held in compassion, in great compassion. May you be free from pain, sorrow, suffering, struggling, and stress. May you be at peace. May you live in peace. And repeating the phrases for the loved one. May you be held in compassion. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain, sorrow, suffering, stress and struggling. May you be at peace. May you move through this life with peace. Also, if you're doing this practice at home, you may care to pause the recording and just carry on a little longer with the well-wishing for the loved one. Letting your deep caring for this person really sink in. And now this is where we insert ourselves into the picture. And we can do this in a number of ways. We can hold the loved one in mind and then imagine that we're right beside the loved one. Perhaps arms around one another or holding hands, some kind of embrace. If it's a child or a pet, that dear one may be on your lap, or maybe it's the other way around. You're in the lap of a dear one. And sometimes, too, it helps us open our hearts to ourselves if we imagine ourselves as little children, like really little babies, up to like 2, at the most 3 years of age. So an image of yourself from a photo or just from a sense of yourself when you were really wee. So that can really help us open our hearts to ourselves, which can often be closed because we've connected much too much with the armor and forgotten who we really are. So the little one helps us remember who we really are. So seeing ourselves with the loved one and sending the phrases of compassion to ourselves. And I will use I here, but you might care to change it to you or to you and me. So including the loved one, or we, if that helps you. So, may I be held in compassion. May I be held in compassion. Great, great compassion. Feeling the breath through the heart area as you do this. May I be free from pain. May I be free from sorrow and suffering. May I be free from struggle and stress. May I live in peace. Feeling the breath through the heart area. And if you're having any difficulties with this, then being kind to yourself. Hold whatever difficulties you are having in a heart of compassion. Sometimes that's not possible. And so you might need to shift your attention for the well-being back to the loved one. And if at any point emotions feel overwhelming, then take good care of yourselves. Return to a sense of the breath and the body as a whole, and really stabilize your attention and presence. Possibly even opening up the sense doors wider by opening the eyes, the ears, taste, smell. Just really take good care of yourself. And when you feel stabilized again, you can return to the phrases. The phrases for yourself. So holding ourselves in mind again, may I be held in compassion. May I be held in great, great compassion. Goodwill. Kindness. May I remember that compassion is the truth of our lives, for ourselves and others. May I be free from pain and sorrow. May I be free from pain, sorrow, suffering. May I be free from stress and struggle. May I be free from stress and struggle. And may I be at peace. May I live in peace. So just sensing how this all sits with you, feeling the breath through the heart area. And allow yourself now, if you will, to bring forth to mind someone who has been a benefactor to you, someone who's been kindly to you, generous of heart to you, someone from whom you may have received compassion. Again, this person or being can be human or not, alive or not. It doesn't matter, because it's not about changing them. It's always about inclining our own hearts in the direction of compassion. So as you hold in mind this benefactor, you may include him or her with the image of the loved one and yourself, even creating a sense of a circle of care. Being aware of the benefactor and what he or she has done for you. Doesn't even have to be anything big. Just some kindness. So a sense of appreciation. And being aware too of his or her measure of sorrow and suffering. And how you just opened so naturally to care about that. Trust your own good heart. Aware of how you wish this one well. And coming to the phrases again, this time for the benefactor. So may you be held in compassion, great, great compassion. With gratitude, I wish that you are held in great compassion. May you too be free from pain and sorrow, suffering, stress and struggle. May you live in peace. May you live in peace. And again, noticing how this feels, feeling it in the body, through the heart area, the breathing. Trusting our own good hearts. And now to your circle of compassionate care, include any others who come to mind, family and friends, neighbors. Just bring them into the picture like a group photo. Community members, perhaps those of you who are here today and others who are not. Perhaps too, extending the photo to include those you know who are suffering, whether you know them personally or not. Someone whose story on the news really touched you. Or some group of people, perhaps living far, far away. And as you feel able, include some difficult people as you feel able, knowing that they too are part of this earth, and as such are worthy of compassion. That they too suffer, and that a great measure of how they're difficult for us is a reflection of their suffering. And as you feel able, extending your well-wishing to all beings, as that makes sense to you. Connecting to all life and creatures and to the earth itself, and maybe even beyond. May we all be held in compassion. May we all be held in great, great compassion. May we all be free from pain. May we all be free from sorrow. May we all be free from suffering. May we all be free from stress and struggle. And may we all live in peace. May we all live in peace. So once again, just noticing how this sits with you, where the heart is at, and if there are difficult, awkward feelings, if the heart feels closed and tight, to respect that. And this is just the workings of the heart showing up. Sometimes the heart is closed and sometimes it's wide open. And the heart has to do both in order to work. So just to notice however it is and hold what your experience is with kindness. And to finish off, Jack Kornfield reminds us, O nobly born, remember your own loving heart. Trust it. Honor it. Follow it. It will bring you peace. And the poet Walt Whitman reminds us, I am larger and better than I thought. I did not think I held so much goodness. So just feeling the breath through the heart area as we finish.